Hey, happy day. I often hear the term the good old days, and it finally occurred to me, I wasn't, personally I'm talking about, I wasn't good, and back then I wasn't old. Hey, so I don't know why they call it that. Just sharing with you. The Portland mayor, he's like so many left-wing people, you know what, if you give them what they want, they figure out that they don't want it or they don't need it and they shouldn't have it, right? I'm talking about defunding the police. He's a left-wing guy, and he said, oh, you want to defund the police? Let's do that. We'll send social workers out in a minivan and we'll fix everything. But a guy's got hostages with a gun in his hand, we'll send out these people. Bah. Anyway, now he's saying, oops, I need more funding here, everybody, because we're being overran with bad behavior, and they are. It's a mess. And so he's asked for another $2 million in funding for police and other agencies to combat the raging violence that's plaguing the city. And that's going to happen in so many other places. I mean, again, I've always said, be careful what you wish for, you left-wing people, because you might get it. For, oh boy, oh boy, Texas. The legislature there has 150 members out of a population, that would be the House of Representatives, population of 30 million. I wanted to give some examples. I'll just use Alberta as the example, but it really applies to every province, I think, in Canada, right, with regards to over-representation and overpaying people that work for you that don't do much for you and so on. So Texas now has twice the number of elected politicians as Alberta, but seven times Alberta's population. Alberta has 87 elected members out of 4.5 million people, whereas Texas, as said, has 150 out of 30 million. Right? So if you did the proper prorated kind of thing, Alberta would end up with, based on population, Alberta would end up with more than 600 elected MLA, 600 to do the job that they're doing now, which is a poor job, right? Duh. And then, of course, you have Arizona has twice the population of Alberta, and they have 60 elected politicians, whereas Alberta has 87. So if you go with the double population thing, you know, you'd have you'd be flirting with 200 elected people in that example. What does that tell you? I guess the bright side is Alberta and other provinces of Canada, thank goodness, you don't get the government you pay for, right? I mean, because they interfere enough now and they don't do very much now, you don't want a whole bunch more of them stumbling all over one another. Boy, oh boy, this is one of my favorite stories out of Toronto. This guy should get an award just for, I don't know, being creative. He's a thief, but he's a creative thief, and he's a former senior civil servant. He embezzled $11 million. It's not proven to court yet, but all the things kind of point towards it, and there's a lot of press. He's embezzled $11 million of COVID money, and he's blaming the province. They caught him, and they charged him, and he said, no, I'm suing you instead, which he's done now. He blames the province for having lax security measures that allow misappropriation of money. Birds. They're mad at this, or I don't know why. Relax, birds. The plaintiff knew, or ought to have known, that would be the province of Ontario, you should have known that your employees might try to exploit weaknesses in your security measures to steal money. The government ought to have taken steps or reduce to prevent it or to reduce losses, right? And he's suing. Oh, it's funny. The province also alleges that this guy had a kickback scheme related to contract hiring that he made several other millions of dollars. But according to this guy's name is Madam or something, Mad Ann, you know, he opened thousands of bank accounts. He says between April and May of last year, thousands of bank accounts. Have you opened up a bank account recently? It's not easy. I mean, it's very difficult. This guy sounds like an immigrant with his name. He's from another country, I'm guessing. And so does he have people from his country, from his homeland that work at the bank? I mean, it's difficult to open up one bank account. And here's a guy that opens up thousands of bank accounts. And then he has these checks made out to fictitious people, and puts them in these fictitious bank accounts that are now real bank accounts, and then takes some money out of himself. Are you still with me? He deposited these thousands of checks under this support program, right? And he says that the government is incompetent because they hired incompetent or marginal employees. He's talking about himself to run this situation. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, who does this, right? He says, hey, there's all these names that I put on a bank account and requested payments and so on, it's your fault because you allowed that to happen. Such misappropriation occurred because of the plaintiff, the province's negligence. That's unique. I gotta follow that one and see who wins. You know, COVID. Canada has mismanaged the COVID. It doesn't matter if you believe in the vaccination or not. That's irrelevant. The fact is that you have a government who said that we will distribute this vaccine. And they haven't done it very well. I mean, they should have given it to Amazon and it would have gotten done. Go into a government office in Canada and look around. Will you hire any of those people? Not likely. I'm only saying. Okay, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Wow, how would you like to tell people that you work there? That's quite a mouthful. They say this, 92 million vaccine doses, COVID vaccine doses, have been administered in the United States between December 14, 2020 and March 8, 2021. Of the 92 million, 1,637 people died because they received the COVID vaccine. That's a pretty small percentage. I think it's about 0.0018 or some such. So anyway, I don't know what to do with that information, but for your information. Now we have a relief package that Biden, the president, has given. It's $1.9 trillion. I'm sure y'all have heard about it. It's amazing. But this, do you know this? It includes billions of dollars in debt relief and other assistance of farmers of color. It's a race-based criteria package. The relief package includes $4 billion to pay Black, Hispanic, Asian, or Native American farmers' debts, all their debts. Can't make this stuff up. The package also designates $1 billion for equity commissions, agriculture training, and so on, but only if you're not white. Wow, what a racist that guy is. Wow, that's just bloody awful. I got more, but I'm getting mad now. Y'all come back tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right, and we'll talk a little bit more about this. I have a race card that I want to sell because I never use it. Hey, y'all come back.